Good morning and praise the Lord, my dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 29. It says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." My dear brothers and sisters, the night that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, an angel met shepherds tending flocks along with a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and declared to them that the Savior, who is Christ the Lord, had been born in Bethlehem. Right? Since the shepherds were close enough to Bethlehem to drop everything and travel right then to Jesus, it is a logical assumption, due to the typology and distances between towns, that the shepherds were the shepherds that tended the flocks of the Jerusalem priests. From where they tended the flocks, they could see Bethlehem as it sat on a hill about 6 miles to the southeast. These shepherds were not ordinary shepherds either, as they had a special task that was critical to the temple and the sacrifices made to God. You see, when people came to the temple and made a sacrifice, if you were well off, you were to bring a lamb without a spot or any blemish. If you did not have such a sacrifice, you could purchase one from the temple, which the shepherds would provide. Their task was simple. When a lamb was being born, the shepherds were assisted with the birth, as the lamb could not touch the ground until they were cleaned and examined thoroughly. If they found that it had a spot or physical defect, they would then put it on the ground so it could mix with the other lambs. It would not be suitable for a sacrifice, as only the best could be offered to God. If the lamb was spotless or physically perfect, then it was their job to ensure that it did not get hurt in any way and possibly get a blemish, which is a small cut, a wound, a bruise, or any other small flaw from the time it was born to the time it was sacrificed. To make sure that the spotless lamb's feet did not get cut on the rocks, they would wrap the lamb's feet with clean swaddling clothes that were already there for that purpose. Only after the lamb's feet were wrapped up would they place the lamb on the ground to walk. When the shepherds came to the cave where Jesus was laid in the manger, they saw him wrapped in the same swaddling strips used to cover the spotless lambs to prevent them from getting a blemish, and they understood immediately that Jesus was indeed the Lamb of God who came to be sacrificed at Passover, and hence providing a means by which the relationship between us and God can be re-established for those that accept the gift of salvation and continuously be led by the Holy Spirit as we serve the Lord. I like what Peter writes, Apostle Peter, in 1 Peter 1, 18 to 19. "For as much as you know that you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Amen? Hallelujah. So this is the second thing that I wanted to tell you about the shepherd's story and in detail so that you understand. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful biblical stories about the birth of Jesus, about the coming, the first advent of the Lord. And we are so grateful to you that how amazingly and miraculously Jesus came into this world. And Lord, that the scriptures were fulfilled, the shepherds could recognize that he is the Lamb that was the Lamb of God that was to be slain at Passover. Abba Father, we thank you What a revelation that people knew, the shepherds knew. I pray, give us the grace of God. Help us to understand Jesus. Help us to understand the love of God. Help us to know the deep revelations of your word. Help us to walk by spirit on this earth, spotless, without blemish, Lord, holy unto you. And I pray that you will be alone glorified. Thank you, Lord. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. You will bless them, lead them, guide them. O Father God, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Keep them from the enemy, and Lord, bless them abundantly. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies, into their mind, in the name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Abba Father, we thank you. Abba Father, we bless you. Abba Father, we give you the praise and glory and honor and dominion and power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.